You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Good evening. Welcome to Shine Lord Radio, hosted by your number one DJ, number one producer, number one program director, Be Ray. How y'all doing tonight? So we're going to get into some music, and then we're going to get into a subject matter.
Give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I am.
My life is not my own.
Welcome to the Shine Lord Radio Show. This is your girl, B. Ray, holding it down, and I got my homie, Big Joe. How you doing?
I am doing all right, B. Ray. How about yourself?
I'm making it. So tonight we're doing a little different here. We're on, I think, We Talk Facebook page, or maybe we're on mine. I can't tell. Anyway. So if you're on Facebook, I ask that you please say hi, wave, so I can give you a shout out. This is just not showing me who's all on there, but I do see people are listening. So with that being said, the information is pinned down below. Hello, say who you are when you join, so I can give you a big shout out, please, and thank you. Also, since we're on Facebook, I do not own the rights to the song. But we are an online radio network, so therefore we can use the phone. Have to get that disclaimer out, so our video will not be muted at any time during the show. So, with that being said, are you ready for a little bit more gospel before we get into the message?
I am.
Already, we have a powerful message coming up after Won't He Do by Corinne Hawthorne.
Overcome.
to the Shine Lord Radio on We Talk Radio Network. And I am your host, Rhonda Ray, the Ray. I'm your producer, I'm your program director and host. And I have with me May C. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Love your music, you.
As always.
Thank you. I want to shout out to my Facebook listeners, my guy, Sister Camille. Thank you for watching. Spread the word. Let's get it out there. Let's do a watch party. Let's do it. Let's go. Disclaimer one more time. We are a radio station. We don't own the rights to the music. We are an online network, so we can use some of the music that we perfect. And when you come into the live, make sure you drop your name so I can give you a shout out at the end. But we're going to jump right on in to today's message. And it's called Meticulous Steps by Pastor Dwayne Rogers. And we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to break it down and play some more music out. So here we go.
All right.
Good morning to each of you. We are so honored. Glad that you have joined us another time for worship. Wildwood Christian Church. I am Dwayne Rogers, Senior Minister Servant of Wildwood Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. My wife, Yamaya, and I, we welcome you to our home this morning. We're grateful that God has given us another opportunity to share His Word on today. We glorify God for this opportunity to share together as part of the body of Christ. I pray that you are well, that all is well with you. We are trying to come up on YouTube as well, but we've been experiencing problems over the last few weeks. And I've also noticed, going back and looking at other services that are trying to do YouTube live, that they are experiencing some issues as well. We'll try to go back in and share this message from Facebook to YouTube after we are done this morning. But again, I'm glad that you are here. Pray that you're well. As we do each week, we share communion. So if you have not already retrieved those items that you would like to, those elements that you would like to share with us, in communion this morning after the message, then you can go ahead and get those items and you can share in communion with us this morning. Before we go into the Word of God, which will be coming from the book of Proverbs 16, I invite you to pray with me this morning. God, we thank you for this privilege that you give us again to share this, your Word. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing for your people, God, and all that you promised that you would do. We bring before you, God, ourselves. We bring before you, God, our cares, our concerns. We petition your presence, Lord, with so much that is happening. We need, God, your abiding presence. We need, God, for your deliverance. God, for you to speak in a time where things are so uncertain. Lord, we pray, God, for your strength, your presence. We pray, God, for your power as we now bring forth the Word of God. Bless me, God, and keep me. Pour into me, God, those things that should be said according to your will. I glorify you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 16 and 9, Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 9th verse. These words are recorded by Solomon, just one verse. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. A few weeks ago, my wife and I discovered with our travel partners the reality that our annual vacation would likely go unfulfilled this year. Like so many others, there is frustration that travel plans have either been rescheduled or simply canceled. Family reunions, family trips, and long-awaited getaways have all come to a screeching halt. Even those who plan to wed have been forced to either downsize their celebrations or seek alternative measures to accomplish their intended goals. As we stepped over the threshold from 2019 into 2020, many of us envisioned, we created resolutions and planned for a new year that would be like none other. People planned vacations, exercise regimens, the purchase of new homes and automobiles, moving into new apartments, a new residence, starting new jobs, graduations from high school and from college, celebrations for birthdays and anniversaries, businesses planned for expansion, increased staff, greater advertisement, promotions, budgets. We've all made plans this year. Even the church has planned new ministries, renovations, workshops, trainings, baptisms, baby dedications. And with 158 days left in 2020, we stand with a wing and a prayer, hoping and believing that this season, that this pandemic will soon pass. The most common phrase used by people since COVID-19 has become, I can't wait, I cannot wait until this is over so that I can. And you can fill in the blank, because we have all thought about what we could not do and have said what we plan to do once this season of COVID-19 is over. The key to all that I have said so far focuses on the plans that we make. We are guilty of still planning for an I wish tomorrow while immersed in a pandemic today. Jesus in John 6:34 warns about the excitement of building on tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. 132 days have passed since our normalcy of life was violated. With each passing day, the thought of the coronavirus magically disappearing has been abandoned. New worries of tomorrow are set to break through at the dawning of a new day. Unemployment numbers are expected to rise as the pandemic lingers. The anticipation of more evictions due to persons unable to pay their rent and mortgage continues to be forecasted. Acts of racism and violence expected to surge across many U.S. cities from day to day. People of color will be continually harassed, profiled, and attacked because of the color of their skin. The right to peacefully protest by all will be debated. The immoral act to abolish the Affordable Care Act during a pandemic will remain on the forefront of partisan conversation. And the anticipated number of people who will contract and die from the coronavirus is expected to escalate. We talk about the troubles and the trials of today, but tomorrow does not seem to look any better. Can things get any worse than they are today? I believe that it is the reason why David asked God the question in Psalms 13, how long? How long, Lord, will you forget me? How long will you look the other way? How long, Lord, must I struggle with the anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my tomorrow mirror my today? How long? In our text of Proverbs 16:9, Solomon acknowledges that at times you will have to plan things out, try things out, and even start testing things out. We will all have to make plans. plans as we see fit, plans to accomplish and conquer, plans according to things that will appeal to our eye. We have all made plans. We will all make plans. Plans that sometimes centered around the success of others. Plans due to boredom and even a hunch. Plans made because we want to do something different. Plans that are sometimes made in immaturity. Each of us have made plans. Each of us will make plans. There is nothing wrong with plans. However, the writer wants us to know that the plans must meet the expectation that God has commissioned for our lives. You should not get upset when God determines your steps in a different direction from that which you had hoped for and dreamed. You must believe that God wants the best for you, even when it contradicts your wants and desires. God in Jeremiah 29 reminds us that he has plans for us. Jeremiah says, "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." As born-again believers, we do not live yoked to the common process of human reasoning. We do not copy the behavior and customs of this world because we have been transformed by the renewing of our minds. We have a relationship with God where we believe that we are the apple of God's eye. Colossians 3, 1 through 3 says that therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, share in his resurrection from the dead. Keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, not on things that are on earth, which have only temporary value. For you died to this world, and you and your life, your real life, your new life is hidden with Christ. We can make plans. However, because Christ is our life, it is Christ. It is God who determines, who directs, and who establishes our steps. Your plan may look good on paper. It may be great and even grand. But if it's not the Lord's will, if God does not bless it for your life, if God has not said that this shall be, God will not put the strength in you to pursue it. There are folks whose steps are worn because they have been pursuing people and pursuing things that God has intentionally put out of their reach. It is not that God does not like you or love you anymore. It's not that God is trying to punish you. Listen, it is because God likes you. It is because God loves you so much that God is keeping those things away from you. God will revise the plan that you have written if it is not beneficial for your walk with him. Somebody should be rejoicing this morning that God has kept you from a plan that you thought was for your good, but later found out that it was for your bad. That plan that you prayed for, saved for, sacrificed for, not knowing 5 years later it would have broken you, hurt you, destroyed you, and possibly even killed you. Praise God for denying the plan that you were praying for and ready to give up everything for. God, through tough love, had to let you go through some things and allow things to unravel in your life so that he could get you where he needed you to be. When God's ways become your ways, you will step not only where he leads, but you will allow him to architect and orchestrate his plan in your life. Solomon says we can make plans, but it will not happen without God's permission. God will always do what is best for us, even if it means our feelings getting hurt. We can make plans, and we make plans, but God determines our steps. God navigates the waters for the best path for us to reach the goal without being broken. Why is God so meticulous in the steps that we take in achieving the plan? And that is the subject this morning, meticulous steps. God wants for us to be careful as we tread upon this life, as we walk upon the plane of life. God desires for us to do it in a careful way so that we can reach the intended goal. A few things that I need to share with you from this text. First, God knows what is in between the plan and the finish. There are some things in the planning process that you can imagine you will face along the way. But there are also some unexpected stuff that will arise to challenge your faith, determination, patience, and peace of mind. The in-between stuff between the plan and the finish, the in-between stuff from the time you start to the time you are supposed to finish will arise in your life that will challenge your faith, that will challenge your understanding, that will challenge your will and your desire to keep moving forward. We can make all the plans that we want, but sometimes the plan that we have made have not been carefully thought out. So God comes alongside of us and God helps us to understand and to be able to make it through the different challenges, the in-between stuff, the unexpected stuff that will rise that challenges us. Unexpected stuff as a car breaking down or losing a job or becoming ill or death of a loved one, unbudgeted repairs, unexpected stuff are those things that happened which gave you no warning of it coming. Have you ever been just blindsided by something that you did not see coming? It is the unexpected stuff, the unexpected messes that arise, that come, that hit you so hard that you didn't even see it coming, that you couldn't even brace for its impact. The unexpected stuff will cause you to scramble. The unexpected stuff will cause for you to panic. The unexpected stuff will cause for you to cry. It will make you wonder how you missed the warning signs. Unexpected stuff. Your plans have been good. You thought about it, but along the way, some unexpected stuff happens. But not just unexpected stuff, but also some unsuspecting people. People who hide their jealousy. People who hide their agenda. They are friends or family members who fly under the radar of suspicion, who say they are cheering you on, but plotting to pull you down. Unsuspecting and not suspicious people, because you have been with them through thick and through thin. If anyone has your back, you believe that is them. You have cried with them. You have fought with them. You have gone to jail with them and for them. You have defended them. You have shared secrets with them. You have taken them in when they didn't have anywhere else to go. You have babysat their kids. You have given them clothes off your back. The unsuspected people who turned out, who were working against you when they tried to isolate you from others. They were only working to manipulate you. The hurt pierces the soul even more because you realize that your enemy has now become, your enemy was once a friend. There are some things and people that are lying ahead working to keep you from reaching your destiny. Some in between hardships, some in between disappointments, some in between chaos, some in between pain, and some in between confusion. But the good news this morning is that God knows where it is. God knows when it will come. And God knows who will bring it. When you trust God to determine your steps, you may stall, but you will not stop. You may fall, but you will not fail. You may doubt, but you will not give up. If God is for you, the unexpected will have to bow, and the unsuspected will be defeated. For there is nothing that can keep you from your greatness. The in-between places happen in life. The unexpected things happen. The unsuspected people will come your way. But when God is working on your behalf, there is nothing that anyone can do that can keep you from going forward. God is meticulous with the steps that we walk because God knows that there are some pitfalls ahead. The second thing that I see in this text is that not only does God determine our steps because of the in-between places,
But God is meticulous with our steps because of the treasure that he has already placed within us. Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Paul says that God has put inside each of us, our mortal bodies, a treasure that is from God. A treasure is something valuable that is hidden or kept in a safe place. Treasures are often hard to find because they often are hidden in places that are not obvious. They do not stand out. Sometimes a treasure can be hidden in plain sight because the container that holds the treasure does not look like it's worthy and able to hold anything of value. Listen, God has put a treasure in a jar of an earthen vessel that does not look like it's worthy to hold anything of value. God has put his treasure inside of people who he loves and who he has blessed. God has put his treasure deep down on the inside of us. And even though we have done some things that are not worthy to hold the treasure, God still blesses us inside these earthen vessels. God has put a treasure inside of each of one of us. Some vessels God has put it in are cracked, they are chipped, they are broken, and they are even missing pieces. Some vessels have been mistreated. Some have been kicked. Some have been thrown around. Some have been mishandled and even abused. Some vessels are dusty. They are unkept. They are lonely. They are isolated and even have been ostracized. Some vessels lean because they have suffered through depression, sickness, abuse, incarceration, divorce, unemployment, and homelessness. The container appearance in many cases does not look like it has anything good on the inside. I do not know who I'm talking to this morning, but far too long you have allowed what you have gone through to determine your value. You have been defined by how you have lived, what you have done, what you have gone through. You have been mistreated like you are worthless and irrelevant. You have lost your shine. You have lost your smile, and you have lost your hope. You may not believe it this morning, but God has put a treasure inside of you that is more precious than silver and gold. The vessel that is holding the treasure is equally valuable than the treasure. Let me say that one more time. Somebody needs to know that the vessel that's holding the treasure is equally valuable than the treasure that is on the inside. As a matter of fact, it is because of what you have gone through that the treasure has kept its value. You have gone through some stuff, but you have not depreciated with God, as actually your storms and your struggles have allowed for you to come through and become what you are. Job put it like this: when I have gone through, when I've made it through, I shall come forth as pure gold. Your stock has skyrocketed because you have persevered through the tough times of life. There is a treasure inside of you. That is God. That is why God will not let you live any kind of way and will not allow for you to walk any type of way. God knows between the plan and the finish, there is some unexpected stuff and some unsuspecting people who would try and rob you of your treasure. You are valuable to God. I have value. You have value. I may not have it all together every day, but I'm still valuable to God. And because God says it's on the inside, I have to walk meticulously with God. I have to walk careful with God. I have to walk, God, with dignity. I have to walk with pride. Glory to God. I've gone through some stuff, but my value has not diminished because God loves me for who I am, and God loves me. He loves me. He loves me because of who I'm getting ready to become. No one else may believe in you or think much of you, but you are valuable to God. We face the in-between stuff. We have a treasure within. The third reason why God determines our steps, the third reason why our steps are meticulous is because God does not want for us to miss the eternal reward. I mentioned that earlier, that every plan has a goal. The goal of every believer should be eternal life. Philippians 3 and 14, Paul says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. There's a story of a father and son who were traveling from a hunting trip, but were met by a violent snowstorm. With visibility diminishing because of the snow and the undriven road covered with layers of ice, the father decided to stop on the side of the road and walk the remaining 2 miles with his son home. As they began to walk towards their home, the little boy who was walking next to his father began to slip and he began to fall. After several times of trial and error, the father told his son not to walk beside him anymore, but to walk behind him. As they began to walk, the little boy's footsteps began to step into the father's footprints. And soon two footprints became one. When the two finally made it home, the young boy began to tell his mother and his siblings what happened. He talked about the snow. He talked about the ice. He talked about how they had to pull over on the side of the road. He talked about where the car was left. He told them that Daddy told me after I kept falling, the son walked behind me. Somebody needs to know if you do what the Lord wants, He will make your steps sure. It will not matter how slippery, how imbalanced, how crooked and rocky the road may be. The little boy told his mama and his siblings, I began to walk the way Daddy wanted me to walk. Suddenly there was a knock on the door. When they opened the door, it was the sheriff, and the sheriff, knowing because it was a small town, who owned the car, said that he began following the footprints. And he became wary because after a while, he only began to see one. And the little boy with joy said, you only began to see one when I started walking with my daddy. Somebody here this morning, you have made plans for your life, but you have not been walking in Daddy's footsteps. You have decided to branch out and do your own thing, and you have hit some slippery places in life. You have hit some imbalanced places in life, and you cannot reach the eternal reward of home because the plans that you have made are not a part of the Father's will. You've made some plans, and you've been wanting to do it on your own. You've made some plans, and you keep stepping out, trying to handle things on your own, and you keep saying it's all about God, but every time you fall, you realize that you're not walking in the Father's steps. This little boy said, we made it home because I was walking in my daddy's footsteps. That is what God calls for us to do. The meticulous footsteps are the precise steps that God wants for us to follow and to walk in as we are trusting Him. So many people in this day and time are falling by the wayside. So many people are venturing out on their own and they're not trusting God the way that they should. They are not walking with God in study of the Word, in prayer. They say that they believe in God, but they're not walking with God. You cannot make it home. You cannot receive the reward that the Father has for you if you will not walk in the Father's footsteps. Finally, someone this morning needs to know that Daddy needs to walk ahead of you. He walks ahead because there are some dangers that he knows that you will encounter along the way. And we should praise God this morning that there are some things that God has kept from us. Things that if they would have reached us, things that if we would have followed the plan the way that we wanted to follow the plan, we would have fallen. but God who walks with us and God who walks before us will make the crooked places straight and the rough places plain. Are your steps with God? Are you in step with God? Are you trusting God? Are you walking with God? Have you put all your trust in what's going on with man? Are you believing in the things that people are offering, things that are saying to you? Have you ever been blindsided in life? Unsuspected people and unexpected stuff coming along. Where are you in your walk with God this morning? Where are you in your relationship with God this morning? Because that's what's most important. When you have relationship with God, God will order your steps. God will give you the direction in which you need to go. You can make all the plans that you want, but if God is not directing your steps, if God is not determining your steps, if your steps are not precise with God, your journey will be much harder. Your walk will be impossible. You need God. You need God. This world is hard, and you cannot make it on your own. Family will forsake you. Friends will leave you. Jobs will play out. Opportunities will close. But there is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And I invite you this morning to receive him if you do not know him. And if you have made a confession in your life that you know him, but you realize that you are not walking in the Father's steps, I pray this morning that you would receive the challenge to receive him in your life, to rededicate your life back to God. It's simple. Ask God to come into your heart. Ask Jesus Christ to reign in your life. Accept him not just as your Savior, but accept him as your Lord. Because when Christ becomes your Lord, he will lead you upon a plain path. The things that you plan for, they can happen, but they cannot happen without God. And that's what I stopped by to tell you this morning. God has to be in charge. God has to be first. God has to be the one that is leading you in the path of life. Accept Christ. God, I want you to reign in my life. God, I want you to keep me. I want you to lead me. I didn't say anything about God blessing me. I didn't say anything about God prospering me, because when you have the Father, you have it all. When you have the Son in your life, you have everything that you need. And when you have the Holy Spirit, it is that Spirit that will keep you when the path of life seems lonely. Let's pray together. God, for your word that teaches us, God, that we cannot just walk any kind of way. As born again believers, as people who are seeking to trust you and people who are seeking to follow you, God, there is a standard, God, by which you have called for us to live. Not the standards of the world, God, but the standards of the kingdom. And God, we realize that sometimes the plans that we take time to make, the plans that, God, we desire to happen so bad don't happen, God, because you have gone ahead of us. And you've seen, God, the things that we're going to that are going to entangle us along the way. We glorify you, God, that you give us opportunities, God, to do great things. But God, we do not do those great things on our own. We do them only because you lead us. So God, your will becomes our will. That God, you do not conform to our plans, God, but we conform to your plans. That God, we conform to your will, so that we may live an abundant and blessed life. I thank you, God, for this word that reminds us, God, that our steps must be ordered by you. that, God, you love us so much that you don't just allow for us to make the plans and run out the door and do what we want to do, God, but it must be in your will. And God, not only must the plan be in your will, but God, we must be in your will. Give us a spirit, God, to trust you. Give us a spirit of humility. Give us a spirit, God, to submit to you, God, that your will be done through us. And that, God, we will walk with you in faith, and we will walk with you, God, in obedience. Bless, God, these persons who are on this Facebook, those who are on YouTube who will be watching. In the name of Jesus, we proclaim life. And we proclaim, God, that there is nothing that can separate us from your will. In Jesus' name, we give thanks. Amen. Well, as our final act of worship this morning, and I did say worship, because anytime we are in the presence of God, we never exit the presence of God. We are always in worship. We come to celebrate communion. Each week we celebrate the body and blood of Jesus Christ. He gave his life for us that we might live. One day he met in the upper room with his disciples, and he took an ordinary loaf of bread and he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." As often as you come together, do what you do in communion in remembrance of me. With the breaking of bread, let's eat together. With an ordinary cup, he said that this is my blood that will be poured out for you. The blood of Christ washes, it redeems, it sets us free. This cup is the new covenant, his blood, which has been poured out for us. Take the cup. Let's drink together. Well, praise God for you. Again, we are grateful. Sister Yamai and I are honored that you have chosen to join us this morning, Wildwood Christian Church. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to be a part of the Wildwood Church. You know, you can do it virtually. You don't have to be in the building. We are the building. We are the church. We don't have to be in a particular place. But if Wildwood is a place that you believe that can bless you, and it has blessed you since we have been out, you've been watching, and you said, "I want to check this church out when the church opens back up, then I want to go and see what it's about." You are welcome to come. The kingdom of God is for you, and we are just vessels that are trying to be obedient to the word of God. As I said in the message, we don't always get it right. None of us are perfect, but we can reach that place with God when we walk in his footsteps. I pray that you will have a blessed week. I pray that all that God desires to do in you and through you, you will be obedient, that you would receive it. Remember, God is with you. And even though the in-between stuff will come, you are still valuable to God, and that your treasure is on the inside and is ready to come forth and be a blessing to someone else. Your eternal reward is with the Father. Be faithful thou unto death. And the word of God says, and he shall give you the crown of life. God bless you, my friends. I see you again soon. Have a fantastic day in the Lord. Bye-bye.
Question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is no.
No, 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 no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
Question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is no.
No, 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 no,
no. I was asked this question years ago,
and the answer is still no.
Now the question is, will I do His will? And it's
shout out to everybody that's been on Facebook throughout this show. Pamela Anderson, Layton Slaughter, Camille Goodson, Big Lacey, Tamara Eaton, Janisha Dewberry, Tamisha Minter, and Linda Williams. Thank you all for tuning in and watching this live video. Comment, let us know what you like, what you don't like. We can make some changes, not a problem. But we're glad that you tuned in. So, Lacey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. Okay.
I am.
So,
and I love the sermon. It was so
good.
Inspirational. I really enjoyed that. And I really do believe that God does not give us what he wants, what we want, but what we deserve,
right,
or what we need.
Only he supplies all of our needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. Because we can want something. We can't be like the Joneses. We can't be like the Greens. We can't be like, you know, whoever. We got to be who
right.
we are in God's presence. And he has given us the talents and the gifts that he thinks that we, well, knows that we should be able to handle. Not
exactly.
He knows that we should be able to handle the task that's at hand. So,
yeah.
I have a special surprise. The pastor that gave us this message for the last today and for the last several weeks, he will be on our show next week. So we will be doing a live broadcast with him. He took some time out of his day together to, you know, get on the network with us. He enjoys what
mm-hmm.
I do, and I enjoy his sermons. Like I said, we've been friends from day one. So I wouldn't put anyone on the show that I really and truly didn't know. And I
right.
think that he can break the questions that we're going to be asking him on next week.
Mm-hmm.
So get your questions ready. I can give you an update. Well, I can give you a hint to what we're going to be talking about. What
okay.
are the different titles and roles of the leadership in church? Examples: pastor, preacher, elder, apostle, evangelist, father, did I miss something? Host and bishop. There you go. So those are the type of questions that he's going to be answering for.
Okay.
So go ahead and do your research, find out what you want to ask, and hey, he's going to be ready for those type of questions. I'm not going to play his sermon next week because we're going to actually have a live conversation. But I just wanted to put that
mm-hmm.
out there for everybody that's listening. We need to figure out, because in today's society, some people don't understand the difference between the titles and their roles.
Right.
We wanted to make it
and
plain.
I don't,
we wanted
I
to
don't
write
know
people.
All of the roles and everything.
Right.
So
it'll
be interesting.
I'm bringing Big Joe in as well. So hey, Big Joe.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I didn't get a chance to hear the whole sermon. I just got to hear a couple of bits and pieces.
Okay, I can say this to you. That's not a problem. But what I was saying was we will be honored to have him on the show next Sunday answering the questions of the different titles or roles in the pulpit. It's called pastor, preacher, minister, deacon. I mean, not deacon. It's apostle, evangelist, father, pope, bishop. So he's prepared to break all of that down for us. So if you can get your questions ready for next week, that will be wonderful. That way we can just have a smooth transition along with the music. You know I love music. Music is therapy. I hope the music that I'm playing is helping everyone in one way or another. I mean, it's messages through music. So it is what it is, and I love playing music. So, yeah, we're going to be live with Pastor Rogers on next week. So be sure to set your clock, set your reminder on your phone. Tune in to We Talk Radio Network Sunday at 8:30 p.m. for the Shine Lord Radio Show. Big Joe, got a question for you.
I'm listening.
That's not like you didn't want to answer it. Okay, now I'm just saying. Got a question for you real quick. So, on Friday.
I'm
trying to be nice. On Friday, could you give us, like, a synopsis of what we're going to be hearing on Sunday? Or do you want to just do your thing? Because our show is basically pretty much structured the same way on Friday and Sunday.
I would have no problem with that, dude. No
okay,
problem
so we'll have a prelude. We will have a prelude to Sunday's show, the following Sunday show. I just thought about that because I'm like, You know, we might catch some listeners on Friday that we won't catch on Sunday, and vice versa. So I just wanted that to be out there. I want everybody to get understanding of the different titles of the people. Because, you know, everybody can't call themselves a minister, everybody can't call themselves a pastor, they can't call themselves a preacher, but they are an evangelist. Everybody can be an evangelist if you're talking about the Word of God. You can evangelize that way. You don't have to be ordained to be an evangelist.
You have some that believe that the preaching starts at home. And, you know, the Word says that we are supposed to all go out among the highways and byways and preach the gospel. All of us have been commissioned to go out and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord.
Correct.
So that is a job for all of us. We'll get into that next week. I ain't gonna start on that this week.
Okay, but I just wanted to, you know, put that on your mental for now, because I know how we all are. We got so much going on, we're going to forget. But I wanted to do a prelude to that because we had discussed it on your show a little bit. And what I took from this message kind of also related to one of our past shows about church hurt, like people in the church hurting you. But you're, you know, like telling you you can't do one thing, but God has placed it in your heart and on your spirit to do it. So that's a little bit what I got out of it. Matey, did you kind of get that vibe too?
Yeah, I did. Mhm.
Okay. I'm bringing Stevie in right now.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, guys. What's up, guys?
That's scary.
You missed the good juicy stuff. We can't go back. You have to go back and listen to the
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I was sitting over here. I had a couple of calls I had to make, and I was finished grieving, so I figured I'd give y'all a call.
Oh, yes, and I'm sorry for your loss. I forgot to mention that. I am sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. But we had an awesome show. I mean, like, Pastor Rogers is thebomb.com. Some may disagree with me, some may not, but he is thebomb.com, if you ask me. And he breaks it down to where you can really relate to it. You have some pastors that speak over the congregation head, and you have some that speak to this on that level. And that's what Pastor Rogers does. And I do appreciate him allowing me to use some of his content and for us to, you know, go back and decipher and decode what we were talking about. So y'all got any other questions?
No, ma'am.
I got a caller coming in. I need to check the phone line, so I'm going to take this to a phone while I do that. And if y'all got any questions, guess what? We'll answer that in a few minutes.
Hey!
All right, all right. We are back to Shine Lord Radio Show, hosted by your girl, B. Right? And did y'all think anything else that y'all want to ask or not?
I'm sorry, did we think what?
Did you think of anything, any other questions that you had or no?
No, but you know what I do want the pastor to talk about? Like, we had the conversation last week about the communion. I'd like to hear more opinions about that.
Send it to
me. Is that Susie here?
He's not on site.
Okay.
So send it to me in an email or a text, and I will get it to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Big Joe, anything from you?
No, I'm actually good.
For a change. What? I'm just playing. Shout out to Kia D, who is listening because she has a house full of little ones. That's to our founder and president. So, hey, she's here in the building, but she can't be live right now because guess what? Oh, she want to be live now. Okay. I can make that happen.
She wants a piece of it.
Okay. There you go. How you doing? Yeah, I see you pressing number one. How you doing, Miss Kia? Hello?
I got my grandbaby tonight. I just wanted to say y'all are doing an exceptional job on the show. My apologies. I thought I was ready, but she started screaming as soon as she wanted to say hello. She wasn't really screaming. She was talking. She wanted to say hello. But I wanted to let y'all know what a great job y'all are doing tonight. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah. So we say hi.
Yeah, I'm happy on the Shine Lord Radio Show. Now, what I will do is I will bring T. Smiley in. That way he could also say hello because I actually think, because I know for a fact he was on a conference call and I see him done with that. And here we go. Here, T. Smiley. This is Shine Lord Radio Show.
Shine Lord, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, we good. We did y'all earlier, but I will send y'all the replay link for real so we can talk about it. But just FYI, the pastor that I've been using for the last couple of weeks, he will be our guest on next Sunday. So tune in and be ready for questions. And the questions, the subject that I gave him was to break down the different titles of the leadership in the church. So he's going to do it plus whatever other questions you throw at him. But mostly he's going to focus on the different titles.
Great.
Say it again?
That sound like that show. Great.
Oh, well.
Y'all missed a good sermon.
Trying to make it do what it do. We got to inform our listeners and interact with them, so that's what I'm doing. All right. Peace, Molly. You feel like praying us out, and I'm going to play music for the rest of the 10 minutes?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, we're ready. We're ready to pray. Lord God, we thank you for another day that was promised to us, God. We thank you for just allowing us just to breathe your air, God. We ask that you just continue to keep us in your care, God. Watch over each and every one of us that's represented on this line tonight, God. We ask that you just bless, God. We ask that you just give them increase, God, no matter what it looks like, God. We ask that you just let us declare that it's already done, God, through your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys, for tuning in. Join us in the morning at 8 a.m. for the morning grind with Kijana on. Followed by 8 p.m., Kia D Unplugged. And then on Tuesday, we got a special for you. I'm not going to drop that one just yet. Just know it's a special. Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we got the after the lights go out. Ooh, put them kids to bed on Wednesday. Thursday, we got another surprise for you. Friday, we have the Mind, Body, and Soul hosted by Big Joe. And late night creeping on Friday night. in the Saturday morning, or is it Saturday night into Sunday morning? Whichever one, we got another special treat
it's
for you
just
guys.
Just creeping.
So, just late night creeping, late night after the clean of the clothes type situations. Those shows are all rated R. So, yeah, make sure your kids are in bed for those special shows. And if you got any comments, any suggestions, please feel free to email me at bray@wetalkradio.com. All suggestions, any song suggestions are welcome. Okay, y'all have a good night, and we're going to jam our way out. Y'all, thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio. We can be found on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. How about that?
All right.
Good night.
run a little closer to home. When you see me praising the Lord, y'all, I'm just moving closer to my heavenly home.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.